Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 8th of June. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we consider how everything God created, including you and me, is designed to connect with each other. We turn again to our Bible reading for this week, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 4. Today we're reading from The Voice. In the beginning, God created everything, the heavens above and the earth below. Here's what happened. At first, the earth lacked shape and was totally empty, and a dark fog draped over the deep, while God's spirit wind hovered over the surface of the empty waters. Then there was the voice of God. Let there be light. And light flashed into being. God saw that the light was beautiful and good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God named the light day and the darkness night. Evening gave way to morning. That was day one. Then God said, let there be a vast expanse in the middle of the waters. Let the waters above part from the waters below. So God parted the waters and formed this expanse, separating the waters above from the waters below. It happened just as God said. And God called the vast expanse sky. Evening gave way to morning. That was day two. Then God said, let the waters below the heavens be collected into one place and congregate into one vast sea, so that dry land may appear. It happened just as God said. God called the dry land earth, and the waters congregated below seas. And God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. Then God said, earth, sprout green vegetation. Grow all varieties of seed-bearing plants and all sorts of fruit-bearing trees. It happened just as God said. The earth produced vegetation, seed-bearing plants of all varieties, and fruit-bearing trees of all sorts. And God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. Evening gave way to morning. That was day three. Then God said, lights, come out. Shine in the vast expanse of heaven's sky, dividing day from night, to mark the seasons, days, and years. Lights, warm the earth with your light. It happened, just as God said. God fashioned the two great lights, the brighter to mark the course of day, the dimmer to mark the course of night, and the divine needled night with the stars. God set them in heaven's sky to cast warm light on the earth, to rule over the day and night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. Evening gave way to morning. That was day four. Then God said, waters, swarm with fish and sea creatures. Let birds soar high above the earth in the broad expanse of sky. So God created huge sea creatures, all the swarm of life in the waters, and every kind and species of flying birds, each able to reproduce its own kind. And God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. And God spoke this blessing over them. Be fruitful and multiply. Let creatures fill the seas. Let birds reproduce and cover the earth. Evening gave way to morning. That was day five. Then God said, earth, generate life. Produce a vast variety of living creatures, domesticated animals, small creeping creatures, and wild animals that roam the earth. It happened just as God said. God made earth creatures in a vast variety of species, wild animals, domesticated animals of all sizes, and small creeping creatures, each able to reproduce its own kind. God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. And God paused. Then he said, "Now let us conceive a new creation, humanity, made in our image, fashioned according to our likeness. And let us grant them authority over all the earth, the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, the domesticated animals and the small creeping creatures on the earth." So God did just that. He created humanity in his image, created them male and female. Then God blessed them and gave them this directive: "Be fruitful and multiply. Populate the earth. I make you trustees of my estate. So care for my creation and rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that roams across the earth." Then God said to humanity, "Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant that grows on the earth and every fruit-bearing tree. They will be your food and nourishment. As for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky and every small creeping creature, everything that breathes the breath of life, I have given them every green plant for food." And it happened, just as God said. Then God surveyed everything he had made, savoring its beauty and appreciating its goodness. Evening gave way to morning. That was day 6. So now you see how the Creator swept into being the spangled heavens, the earth, and all their hosts in 6 days. On the 7th day, with the canvas of the cosmos completed, God paused from his labor and rested. Thus God blessed day 7 and made it special, an open time for pause and restoration, a sacred zone of Sabbath keeping, because God rested from all the work he had done in creation that day. This is the detailed story of the eternal God's singular work in creating all that exists. Amen. God made you in his image and designed you to connect. Have you ever noticed how God uses the plural when he says, "Let us make human beings in our image"? What does this mean? Some have argued it is regal language, the royal we, like Queen Victoria saying, "We are not amused." Some suggest that God was consulting with the angels of heaven, but this is not borne out elsewhere in the Bible. Whilst the original writer of Genesis, nor the original hearers of the creation account, would not have understood it this way, as God continued to reveal himself to human beings through the rest of the scriptures, Christians can now see the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all of whom are our God, discussing the creation of humanity together. Genesis chapter 1 clearly mentions God the Father and God the Spirit in the creation account. And at the beginning of his gospel, John echoes "in the beginning God" by declaring that "in the beginning was the Word, Jesus." In the beauty and mystery of the Trinity, God continually reveals himself in the plural, and we discover that God himself is relational. Our God is a connecting and connected God, and designed in his image, we are designed to connect too, with God and with each other. You were not designed to walk alone. The best way to fulfill your destiny to connect with others is in a local church family. Your church family can protect and support and help you become the person God designed you to be. Life is about deep and lasting relationships. God is love, and he created you in his image to learn to love him and to learn to love others with his love. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you might want to use these questions to help you. Who are the people in your life who walk with you and support you? And how could you connect with them today? I hope to see you tomorrow for the last of this week's battle drills as we think about how to see the image of God in everyone we meet.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.